Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to Stock Picks right here on Money Control. My name is Rakesh. We spoke to Dharmesh Shah of ICICIdirect.com today, who's gone on to give us a list of three top stocks which can give up to 17% return in the next 6 months. So it's not just for today, over the next 6 months, what can we expect from these stocks? That's what we're going to tell you right here on Stock Picks.
An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
Let me not keep you in suspense. Let me give you the three names out already and then focus a little bit on what happened in the markets yesterday and go into a little greater detail about these particular stocks. The three stocks that can give up to 17% return in the next 6 months include Bajaj Finserv, which has a buy call on it, target of 6,095 rupees, stop loss 5,190, return of 12% for a time frame of 6 months. Number two, EIH Limited. It's a buy call on EIH, target of 194 rupees, stop loss of 145 rupees, an upside of 17% for a time frame of 6 months. And finally, PNC Infratech, with a buy call on it, target of 205 rupees, stop loss of 166 rupees, upside of 13% for a time frame of 1 month. For more details on these particular stocks, stay with us for a little longer. But before we head into that, let's find out what happened in the markets yesterday. Nifty 50 during the previous week traded with a positive bias and has maintained higher highs and higher lows in the weekly charts. In the process, it has registered a resolute breakout above the falling channel containing the entire corrective price action since mid-February 2018, signaling a reversal of the corrective trend and resumption of the positive momentum. The current pullback from the pattern is much larger in magnitude from the previous two pullbacks that we've seen, and that is indicating a sign of improving market structure. The expectation is that the index will head towards the 10,480 regions, which were the highs of mid-March 2018, and the expectation is also that the focus will now shift to stock-specific action as we enter into quarter four earnings season. But broader markets are expected to extend relative outperformance while the index remains in consolidation mode. In the past 2 weeks alone, the index has rallied as much as 475 points from the March low of 9,952, leading the stochastic oscillator to trade in the overbought zone, which is currently at 90, indicating that the possibility of a breather at higher levels cannot be ruled out. So, a close below Wednesday's low of 10,355 would lead to pause in an ongoing trend. This may lead the index to enter a consolidation phase to cool off overbought conditions. But the overall bias in the index remains positive, so any breather towards 10,200 that is on the downside should be used as an incremental buying opportunity, and that is because of three reasons. The reason why we should think of this as an incremental buying opportunity if it goes anywhere close to 10,200 are three. Number one, the lower band of a rising channel containing the entire current pullback is placed at 10,270. Number two, the 38.2% retracement level of the recent rally, which is between 9952 and 10,425, is placed at 10,250. And number three, as per a concept called the change of polarity, the resistance trend line of the earlier falling channel would now act as support, and that is also placed at 10,200 levels. So any breather towards 10,200 should be used as an incremental buying opportunity. Like I said, the magnitude of this up move is certainly larger than the two previous pullbacks that we've seen. They were 362 and 337 points respectively, but this time the current up move is as much as 473, which is indicating the structural improvement in overall market structure. Meanwhile, looking at mid-cap and small-cap, these indices have risen as well, 7.2% and 8% respectively, and they've outperformed the Nifty, which is up 4.5% by a decent margin. The mid-cap and small-cap universe represents a larger section of the market, and strong performance of this space reflects renewed investor confidence. As we are entering into Q4 earnings seasons, the focus will shift to stock-specific action, and we will see a lot of action within the mid-cap and small-cap universes. So as we enter Q4 earnings seasons, we expect Nifty to consolidate in the broader range of 10,200 to 10,450 and form a base that would pave the way for the next leg of the up move. And finally, to go into a little greater detail about the stock picks that Dharmesh Shah of ICICI Direct made for us, I've already given you what these names are. Let's take a closer look at each one of them. Number one, Bajaj Finserv, which has a buy call. It closed at 5,420 yesterday, and the target now we're looking at is 6,095, with a stop loss of 5,190 and a return of about 12% expected over a time frame of 6 months. The stock, after registering a life high of 5,790 during last year's September, has now entered a secondary corrective phase as it has discounted excesses built in the previous rally and factored in concerns about rising bond yields, etc. In the current week alone, the share price resolved out of the past 6 months' basing pattern, signaling the end of the corrective phase and commencement of the fresh upleg, so providing a fresh entry opportunity. So the price decline from a lifetime high and then subsequent consolidation phase over the past 6 months fulfill all the properties of a corrective pattern within a primary uptrend, as it retraced the preceding four-month rally just by 50% over 7 months, indicating a robustness in the price structure. Suffice to say that the way the stock has been moving is indicative of a fresh upleg for at least another 6 months. So Dharmesh expects the stock to resume an uptrend after the current consolidation breakout and head towards 6,100 in the medium term, as it is the confluence of the breakout implication, that is 5,450 minus 4,800, that is equal to 650 points added to break out of 5,450, and a 123.6% external retracement of September 2017 to February 2018 decline, which is 5,790 minus 4,500, placed at 6,095. So it's a lot of technical details that may not interest a lot of us, but suffice to say that we're looking at a target of 6,095 with a stop loss at 5,190 for a return of as much as 12% over a time frame of 6 months for Bajaj Finserv. Next, EIH Limited. That also has a buy call with a target of 194 rupees, stop loss of 145 rupees, an upside of 17% over a time frame of 6 months. The share price of EIH, which is the holding group of the Oberoi Group of Hotels, has been forming a higher peak and a higher trough on the long-term chart. In January 2018, the stock recorded a breakout from upward sloping resistance trend line backed by heavy volumes and recorded an all-time high of 232 rupees. Since then, the stock has undergone a secondary phase of correction. Currently, it has approached its key value area of 155 rupees and formed a higher high after 10 weeks of correction, assisting the weekly stochastic oscillator to work off the overbought conditions. So it is believed that the EIH stocks have undergone a healthy corrective phase, paving the way for the next leg of the up move towards 192 rupees. So in summary, the overall price structure gives us the indication that the stock has confirmed the three-year-long consolidation breakout by retesting it and is now well positioned to accelerate the momentum, thereby providing opportunity to create fresh long position in the range of 158 to 162 rupees from a medium-term perspective for a target of 194 rupees, being 50% retracement level of the last leg of the decline, which is from 232 to 156 rupees. So what we're looking at is a target of 194 rupees, stop loss of 145 rupees, upside of 17% over a time frame of 6 months for EIH Limited. And finally, PNC Infratech, which is a construction company, also has a buy call, target of 205 rupees, stop loss of 166 rupees and an upside of 13% over a time frame of 1 month. The share price of PNC Infratech remains in an uptrend, forming a rising peak and rising trough on the weekly chart. The stock has rallied to an all-time high of 228 in December 2017. Since then, it has been in a corrective decline for the last 3 months. The recent price activity seems to suggest that the corrective decline has approached maturity and the stock is likely to resume fresh up move. The stock has recently rebounded from the support area of 150 to 155 rupees, being the confluence of 52 weeks EMA and 80% retracement of the previous up move, that was from 130 to 228. So this sharp up move in the last 2 weeks from the support area signals a reversal of the corrective trend. So essentially, all three stocks we have been talking about have shown a corrective phase and then have broken out of it and are showing a fresh upleg move. It's the same story with PNC Infratech as well, and Dharmesh Shah expects the stock to continue with its current up move and test levels of 211, which is the 80% retracement of the entire decline that was between 228 to 148. So to summarize, the call on PNC Infratech is a buy call with a target of 205 rupees, stop loss of 166, an upside of 13% over a time frame of 1 month. Quick summary one last time. Bajaj Finserv has a buy call, target 6095, stop loss 5190, return 12% over a time frame of 6 months. Number 2, EIH Limited, target of 194 rupees, stop loss of 145 rupees, upside of 17% over a time frame of 6 months. And finally, PNC Infratech, a buy call with a target of 205 rupees and a stop loss of 166 rupees, upside of 13% over a time frame of 1 month. So those are some trading ideas going into trade today. We hope you'll bear these in mind, because our goal here is to make you a smarter listener and a smarter investor. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us right here on Money Control.